Welcome to the Fast Lane. Nick Miles is our auto expert. So drop it into gear. You've got a green flag. Here's Nick.
Oh, locally created, nationally celebrated, from the northwest to the southeast, this is the World's Car Radio Show. If it has a throttle, we'll feature it on air, online, on smartphone, and on smart speaker. This is our Auto Expert, where 2 million Americans get their automotive news daily. I'm Nick Miles, along with your host, co-host, Automatic Andy.
Nick, I'm so happy!
And Nephew Nick's here today as well, along with Brake Fluid Bill, who is running everything in the control room. We've had a very interesting week, haven't we?
Nick, have you ever just had so much going on that you just wanted to run full speed?
No.
Somewhere? Just no. Run? No?
I don't do running. Neither do you.
No.
You know Nephew Nick does, though. He did 8 miles before he came on air this morning.
Yeah, he makes me feel
8 miles?
Double my weight.
It was 8 miles, yeah.
8 miles.
Yeah. 8 miles?
Brake fluid. Dang. Brake fluid doesn't... He never leaves the brake fluid hole.
No, he can't. He's there by contract.
Yeah. He's not allowed to leave.
Nick, I'm so glad that we had such a busy week with so many automotive vehicles.
I did live TV from Italy.
I just want to call out that Nick is the biggest rock star I've ever known.
Oh, it was very interesting. I was sweating because I basically was running everything single-handedly from Milan.
Milan.
Just me and the equipment. And, people shouting at me in my ear and like,
did you get cussed out in Italian?
No, because I was talking to WPIX in New York, and I learned a lot. It was the first time I've ever done live TV on my own. So I had all the equipment with me, had my headphones in, and I was at the Alfa Romeo Tonali launch in Italy, and we did this live segment, and I just sweated a lot.
Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it?
It's no, not that kind of sweat. I was so nervous. I was shaky.
Oh, okay.
But it went away. You probably haven't. None of you have watched any of the segments, have you?
That's not true.
I sent them to you yesterday.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Did you?
Yep. You're wearing a white shirt.
No, see? Lies.
Your blue shirt.
No.
No, but you definitely had white shoes on, though.
Yeah, and you had Union Jack socks on.
No, I didn't. I think I had black socks on.
Brown leather jacket, by chance?
No, I took it off. I had my yellow polo on.
That's what I meant.
Mustard polo.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly none of you care. But thanks for not caring about everything.
No, Nick, it was such a nice segment.
It was good. We'll talk about the Alfa Romeo Tonali. There is an embargo on the information for a few more days.
So, but that means you just can't tell me how good of a drive it is.
No, right? I can tell you all about the car apart from the driving. Yeah.
So how was the driving? Was it super, Nick? I just have one question.
Yeah.
Did it have heated seats?
Yes.
I'll buy it.
It's a luxury Italian car.
Is it an SUV?
It's a crossover.
I hate that. Just pick one.
Yeah, they call it, they call it a small compact SUV, but it's really a crossover. So do you know the difference between crossovers and SUVs?
About 37 cubic feet.
No. This is some edumacation.
All right.
SUVs are a truck platform, so they're built on a truck. Crossovers are built on a car platform, and they're just lifted cars. SUVs are the truck with the back end boxed in.
See, I feel like that's what I am. I'm a big dude, but I'm top heavy and my bottom's skinny, so I feel like I'm an SUV built on a sedan.
No, that would be a crossover.
I feel like I'm a crossover.
Yeah, you're a cross-dresser, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I jam my size 14s into some Louboutins.
Oh, the pictures. Go to ourautoexpert.com to see them. I can't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
It was a fun week. We had lots of live TV. I traveled. And this week's going to be even more funner.
Is it going to be gooder?
It's going to be funner.
Nick, we were busy at Jack's studio all week.
We were. You've been pushing out material like you're 11 months pregnant.
Yeah, Nick, there's a lot to study in this field of work.
Yeah.
There's a lot of learnings.
Yeah, there is. We're doing a lot, and we have new vehicles occurring this coming week. We're doing this tour. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're going to Philadelphia. We're going to New York. We're going to San Diego, Sacramento, to show all the good people of those cities live on television what is the newest and latest and coolest cars in showrooms right now. So, and nephew Nick and I are driving a Land Rover Defender from Washington, D.C. to Philly to New York. We have to drive in Manhattan, Nick.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Is it like driving in London, or is it worse?
Way worse.
Worse than London. Okay.
So London's like, I think 7 million people. We could Google it, but like 7 London's million people. And then driving in Manhattan's like... Yeah, so Manhattan's considerably larger than London and considerably crazier.
And it's all shoved into like a third of the size.
Yeah, tiny. Squeeze it down, put it in a pinhead, and there you go, Manhattan. The city that never...
sleeps.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is super crazy. So there's a lot of cool car stuff going on. And there's a lot of cool car stuff on today's show, too, because Automatic Andy has been slaving over a hot cauldron all week.
Yeah, and not
making the show broth.
Not a single gallon of petrol has been pumped.
the king has been crowned. I'm wearing my Charles III... Rex. Charles III Rex.
Is that what that is? I thought it was a Crown Royal shirt.
C3R. Charles III Rex.
He sounds like a new up-and-coming NFL draft pick.
Does
C3R.
He? C3R.
Yeah, there's a guy named it's like a good C3PO thing that, or something.
The good...
That's Star Wars.
C3R. That's the Charles's. I'm wearing my C3R t-shirt today. What do we have on the show? We'll drop in some royal stuff, clearly.
Yeah, I have questions.
But you are going to talk about the Chevy Equinox that you've been slapping around and the Nissan Ariya all-wheel drive. Hello.
Yeah, no, they're both good ones.
We're also going to have Mike Caudill on. He's my buddy. He's my shadow. I'm his shadow. I don't know how it works. We're brothers from another mother.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's been having a very interesting week. He's done some live TV. We're also going to talk to Jerry Spahn from Rolls-Royce. It is the end of the Rolls-Royce Dawn. They're saying goodbye to the Dawn. It's getting sanctioned.
Oh, no.
Yeah, into a museum.
That's goodbye. A big deal.
It's their 2+2 drop top, which in English is a four-seater convertible.
Yeah, what?
2+2 drop top. That's what it's called. And the Dawn was a new era, a new dawn, as you were, for Rolls-Royce. And they're saying goodbye to it. And we're going to talk about the Northwest Automotive Outdoor Vehicle of the Year, Northwest Automotive Press Association Outdoor Vehicle of the Year, which we named at Mudfest. John Vincent, who is the vice president of the Northwest Automotive Press Association, is going to be on to talk about that. And also Anton Warman joins us, and he's the smartest man alive. We're going to talk about electric cars. We're going to talk about financing, interest rates going up, new car prices dropping, and used car prices are going up. It's all complicated, but we'll explain why and what you should be investing in. And, you know, give me a call anytime you want me to help you buy a car, by the way, because I'll help you do it. I'll walk you through it, what you should be buying, and how you can get the best deals.
I've listened to Nick consult with people, and it's quite nice.
We should probably do this live on air. I talked to Jason Fenske from Engineering Explained, who's he's like the Justin Bieber of engineering.
Whoa.
He's super cool. He has millions of followers, and he lives in Portland. He's a really good friend of mine, and we've talked about him coming on and co-hosting the show a little bit and answering listeners' questions.
You have a co-host, Nick.
Yeah. You know, he would be with us. He wouldn't be replacing you, Andrew, because there's not 19 Jasons.
I get the joke. There's two jokes in that.
So he'd come on, and he'd answer engineering questions. In his funny, he's hilarious.
Is he pretty funny?
He's super funny.
I take you're funny.
He's
so
still got it too. That's what he tells all the girls. I still got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't had any personal experience about how he still has it, but he says he still has it.
I got about 3 more years before I add that to the repertoire of what I say.
Automatic Andy, I still got it.
Yeah, almost. A few more years.
Brake fluid, Bill still got it.
Brake fluid, he's the future, the past and present.
Nephew Nick is going to get it.
That's all at 25.
Then he'll still got it when he gets it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? All will be revealed on today's show.
Yeah.
There's so much cool car stuff going on, and let's live vicariously through everybody. By the way, don't eat vegan food in Italy. It's not good. Just eat meat and cheese. All right. our auto expert back soon.
More Auto Expert with Nick Miles is on the way.